Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we're going to crack off in top style this week with, oh, this is great. This is the new single, In Time for Christmas, from Death Party UK. This is Hell's a Poppin'. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Hell's a Poppin' from Death Party UK. Death Party UK are the brainchild of the Dark Lord of Nightbreed, aka Trevor Bamford. Hello, Trev. And he sent us that through a couple of days ago, I think, because I was away last week. I only really sort of got back into it and checked up on all my emails this week to find out what new stuff had been sent to us, and that was one of the tracks, as are another couple that we're playing this week. But I just absolutely love that. What a great opening to the show right there.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent indeed, I think.
Yes.
What is Death Party UK's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/DeathPartyUK.
It is as simple as that, my friend. As simple as that. Tony Wong, poorly being internet nil. You might notice that I am a little bit croaky this week. That normally happens after a holiday, but I've got extra reason to be croaky this week because my holiday last week was It chugged it down every day.
Did it? Oh, shit.
We got sunshine, but it rained every day.
Right.
It was incredible. I went all the way to Lanzarote, a beautiful island off the coast of West Africa, where the worst weather system, as usual, they get 14 centimetres of rain a year. Mm. Right. They had 11 centimetres of them last week.
Shit.
Just unbelievable, right? Yeah. It's like, well done. My first holiday of the year, and it was during the deluge. It wasn't après, it was during. Anyway, I'll tell you more about it later on in the show. Right now, I've got a couple of things that I'd like to just talk about here in terms of additional material, but I'm going to save one until later on.
Okay.
Which one am I going to save? Do you know what? I'm going to save the interesting and sensible one for later on.
Okay.
And right now, I'm going to read out our latest question for Satan. Okay. Now, Satan's not very good at getting back in touch with us, to be honest, but then he is busy.
Yeah.
And this came through from Nez, your mate Nez, our mate Nez, who's our new favourite listener, isn't he, basically?
Mm.
And he said, now, the problem is, he's not been a long-term listener.
No.
And this is clear, because he says, Satan, what is your real number? Have you been hiding out at 616, leaving the poor innocent people at 666 to get Paul's satirical beatings? I read that a newly discovered fragment of the oldest surviving copy of the New Testament indicates that, as far as the Antichrist goes, theologians, scholars, heavy metal groups, and television evangelists have got the wrong number. Instead of 666, it's actually the far less ominous 616. The new fragment from the Book of Revelation, written in ancient Greek and dating from the late 3rd century, is part of a hoard of previously unintelligible manuscripts discovered in historic dumps outside Oxythrinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkinkin colleagues are finally deciphering the original writing. Professor David Parker, Professor of New Testament Textual Criticism and Paleography at the University of Birmingham, or Birmingham, thinks that 616, although less memorable than 666, is the original. So, Satan, what do you say to that? Well, I've got to answer on Satan's behalf, Tony.
Okay.
Because it's only a few months ago that this came out to start with, and it led to Jonathan Agnew, the cricket correspondent, if you remember, saying that if you're going to find out what Satan's number is, the only way that numbers go up that high in anything is in the cricketing directory Wisden and the players by number. And he said, and I'm not quoting this, I might have got the wrong player, he said, so it would appear that if it's 666, if it's 616 and not 666, that Ian Salisbury is now the Dark Lord of Hate.
Right.
So yeah, this has been knocking about for a while now, but you know what? We're going to go with 666 for the same reason that I've been thinking recently that I shouldn't be as hard on astrology as I have been, because for years, everyone, you know, they'd read their star sign and all that, and then it was all based on the nine planets, wasn't it?
Yes.
All based on the nine planets. So when scientists turn around and say, actually, one of those planets isn't a planet, it's Pluto, there's only eight planets, that just throws all the planets literally out of alignment. No more astrology. So if we're going to go down that road, then we're going to be forever reinventing everything. And actually, mate, I don't like change.
Actually, I'd go as far as say I fear change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what if... And what if Professor David Parker, Professor of New Testament Textual Criticism and Paleography at the University of Birmingham, is wrong?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Devon's hiding down the road. That's what I'm worried about. At least right now we think we know where he lives.
Maybe David Parker has sold his soul to Satan and is just taking us all for a ride.
I think Nez Corey might be an anagram of Lucifer.
Could be.
It could if you're not very good spelling.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, so I hope that's wrapped that up for now. But anyway, we do stick with 666, don't we?
I think so.
On this show, we stick with 666.
Really? Yeah.
Because 616 is just too controversial for us good Catholics. Right, next track this week, Tone. And keeping in a vaguely astrological, astronomical tradition, next band up called Luna Sopa. Luna Sopa, Luna Sopa. They're from California. I don't know how you say their name, but they're brilliant. And this is the first time, I think this is the first time we've heard from them. When I listened to them, they sounded vaguely familiar. Absolutely brilliant. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Luna Sopor, L-U-N-A-S-O-P-O-R, what is their website?
Lunasopor.com.
It is indeed. I'm afraid if we're saying that incorrectly, Luna Sopor, Luna Sopor, I do apologise. But anyway, we're more than making up for it because we're playing you on Punky Radio. This is brilliant. This is Candy Crush.
want me back, you want me back, you want me back.
You want me back.
You want me back.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Candy Crush. We will be playing more from Luna Sopor. Luna Sopor. I don't know how to say him. One of them's going to have to phone me up. I don't mind if they do. Do make sure you check them out via their website, lunasopor, lunasopor.com. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook. Tra-la-la-la-la, Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Yep, another week, more Facebook comments, thanks for getting in touch.
And no, come on.
What?
Just let that tune go.
Yeah, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. It's very easy these days. Most people have Facebook on their phone. And it is within reach. You could do it now. You could do it whilst listening. You're probably even listening on your phone sometimes. Anyway.
That sounded vaguely inappropriate.
Didn't it? But yeah, so do get in touch. Tell us what you liked, who didn't like. Two this week. First up, Nescoy. Guy's been in touch again.
He is. I'll tell you what. He's our current favourite listener, but he gets a lot of things wrong.
He's making up for lost time.
He is.
He's saying glad Tony's now getting the help he needs to make his guessing of websites a bit more fair. Okay, the twat backfired on me, but hey, it worked. Has Satan got a website, and what does Tony think it would be? And that's from Nes Corey.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we can only pass the information on to Satan. I hope he gets back in touch with us, and, you know, he's not a weekly devil, is he?
No, and he's difficult to get in touch with.
He's like some sort of part-time Beelzebub.
Yeah. But I think if he had a website, it would be satan.onion.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
And what on what basis?
Well, the dark net uses .onion domain names, and obviously if Satan had a website, it would be on the dark net.
.onion.
.onion, yeah.
Not .com or .co.uk. But
no, it's the dark net. It's all encrypted. It's where all the dodginess happens. The dark net.
Well, that's no good for Satan. That's where Death Party UK will end up. On the dark net, Satan's got no point in being down there.
He's got to rule the dark net.
No, you've seen Brimstone and Treacle. Satan's website will be something like happysunshine.com, and then everyone goes on there wanting some happy sunshine, and then he does it with his devilness.
Candycrush.com.
It could be just more likely.
True.
Hey,
good point.
Oh, hey, right, I've got it. We're doing a compromise here. Okay. It's Bubble Witch Saga.
Bubble Witch.
It's definitely Bubble Witch Saga. Yeah.
There you go.
I reckon. Although obviously maybe Satan will be in touch with himself.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, it's only a guess.
Yeah,
Satan will and tells us, obviously.
Yeah, and I suspect that wherever, whatever the website is, the server is based in Derby.
But yeah, that's without doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chuck Finn has been in touch, fat boy.
Hello, Chuck.
He says, always swanning off abroad, and that's been the response to last week's show when you weren't here. But you were here. But you weren't here.
Yeah, but I wasn't there either. I really wasn't most of the time. You'll find out more about that later on in the show, Chuck.
Yeah. That is it. That is it for Facebook. It is
so gone. That concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'm doing something unusual now, Tony.
Okay.
I'm playing a track in third place this week. It's not third place. It's not like that. It's not the bronze medal. I'm playing the third track this week. It's a spot traditionally the third spot for me. I know you probably don't know this, but the third spot traditionally doesn't necessarily have something that I think is so catchy that I would put at the start or end of the show. Do you know what I mean? It might be one that takes a bit more listening. It's not to the detriment of the track itself. It's just in third place, I normally have something... just not like what we're about to play. What we're about to play is normally something that I'd play at the start or the end. Because I'd already got the start and the end worked out and everything else working out, I thought it's got to go somewhere. So okay. Third it is, and it's the most fantastic, one of the best bands we've heard this year, I think. I'll tell you about them afterwards. This is The Mobs, And ironically, we don't need a god.
We haven't got a telly and the radio never works. The newspaper's also on and the internet hurts. We've never had a microwave and the washing machine stinks. The cooker's got rebroken and the kettle's on the fridge. We don't need a god. We do not need a holiday in the blistering sun. We don't require a motor car or long weekend for fun. We don't need to be told how to avoid disease, or how to live a pointless life, or how to believe. We don't need a god. No one shot. We do not need a lunch break, we do not need a job. Love is elementary and we don't need a god. We don't need a god. Not one job.
Head.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Mobs. They are Northamptonshire's finest. They've been going longer than I thought. The track you heard, We Don't Need a God, is from their latest album, Gary's Punk for Boys. They're getting themselves around Europe doing some gigs as well as doing gigs locally. And they're just such a fine live band. But just by the tracks we've heard, you can tell they're a fine live band. And I really, really... I'm hoping to go and see them at some point. What is their website?
TheMobs.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 3, probably being Internet Neil.
Excellent.
Excellent for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you do anything last week?
No. Well, not really.
In that case, you don't even bore me with it.
what do you
I did
do?
Loads. Right, so, I went to Lanzarote. We chose, it was me and my brother went. I know there's some confusion last week as to who was I going on holiday with. Me and my brother went, and I've got to say, we did have a brilliant week, but the weather was awful. And we picked an excursion to go on, to go and see a volcano. Right? And it rained every day, and it proper rained, it chucked down. It was like the average rainfall for Lanzarote, where we were, is 14 centimetres a year or something. And we got 11 centimetres of it last week, right? Which was just, I'm trying to get a suntan. First time on a holiday this year, nothing. So we booked this thing, and we booked this thing late enough in the trip, we booked it for last Friday, that we thought maybe the weather would have cleared by then for us to go on our excursion. Well, it was pants. The Thursday night was absolutely pants. It rained all night, rained all night, rained all morning. We went down there, and the marathon was supposed to be that day.
Okay.
No, the marathon was the next day. But they were doing the Lanzarote Marathon was on the Saturday, that's right. So anyway, we go down there to the bus stop, 5 to 9 in the morning, Tony. I'm going to say that again, on holiday, 5 to 9 in the morning, in the rain.
Yeah.
Eventually, some bloke showed up in a van and went, oh, it's cancelled. Ah. You can either get a refund or you can go on tomorrow. And I was in the background, stamping my feet, going, refund, 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 refund. And my brother went, oh, we'll go tomorrow. Oh, no, we have to get up again. Anyway, the weather was terrible all day, all night. Next day, it's not any better. I think this is never going to happen. When we're walking down at the bus stop on Saturday, this guy walks past and said, I can't believe it. They've cancelled the market trip. Right. Now, if they've cancelled a trip to a market, I'm thinking, that's it. We're not going to the volcano. No. Apparently, it was perfectly fine to do a 10-mile drive in a coach around windy roads in mountains in the pouring shite. So we had to go on it. Right. Thing is, the reason I wanted to go on it particularly was that a part of the trip was you got to ride on a camel. I love riding camels, long story, but I like camels, right?
Okay.
Anyway, we get on the bus and this woman, the tour guide woman, who was a frightening woman, she could tell you off in three languages and did before I'd sat down.
Blimey.
She said, I'm really sorry, but I don't think there's going to be any camels today. I thought, the camel's gone. So anyway, we drive to the camel station, and it's in this tiny village in the mountains. And they said, oh, she said, 1,000 people live in this village, and there's 425 camels. So you'd think we'd have spotted one of them.
No?
But no, they were hiding. The camels were hiding. Right? No camels. Loads of people about, no camels. So he said, look, because of that, we're going to take to this other place to make up for the fact you've got no camels. So we're going to do an additional bit on the excursion to this fabulous place called Il Golfo. El Golfo is this beautiful green lagoon just set back from the sea in marvellous, marvellous, hilly, hilly terrain. And you walk up there and you take brilliant photos. It's amazing. And it's a 250-metre trip from where the bus parks to El Golfo.
Ooh.
And I started walking to El Golfo, and I got exactly 125 metres there. How do I know that? I was counting the steps. I'm a little bit OCD. Right. I got exactly halfway there. The heavens opened, and there was a hailstorm. Now, everyone in front of me started running back. I thought, in 125 metres, I'm going to be hailstormed up to the max. Mm. I might as well go and see this thing. Several other people thought the same thing, and they ran to El Golfo, where there was a little cave bit where you could hide under. And when I got there, they were all hiding under there, and there was no room for me. Right? So I stood outside the cave at El Golfo as the hailstones beat down on my head. Right, my brother runs around the corner and goes, oh, wow, look at that, it's amazing. Stands in front of me because the wind is coming from the other direction. So now I'm a wind cheater for my brother with all these old people in this little hollowed out cave thing laughing as I just get hailstone to bits from behind and he takes lovely photos of El fucking Golfo. Right? We then run back in the hailstones, get on the bus, sun comes out. It's just... It was like that all day, right? And the thing was, I got so drenched then that I had wet jeans on for the next 4 hours.
Oh.
So I couldn't enjoy anything, Tony, because I was damp.
Oh, I can't stand being damp.
But not a good damp. But it was still a great trip. Something else happened earlier in the week. I'm sorry, this is a long bit, but I'm getting this done now. Something that happened in the earlier in the week was an example of how Facebook can backfire. I got talking to this 24-year-old German minor celebrity underwear model who had just won a reality TV show in Germany called Chase the Millionaire, where she had been, just to let you know how stunning this woman is, she had been picked by the millionaire basically to marry him, and she turned him down for the default prize of 10,000 euros, right?
Okay.
Anyway, she's telling us this story. We don't believe her. It's Facebook it, internet it, so we do. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, she's a really good laugh. So we're getting on over the day, and I said, do you know what would be really funny? If you pretend to be my girlfriend, I'll put a photograph on Facebook, and we'll see what happens. Well, it backfired. Because too many people took it seriously. And there was, OMG, Paul, wow, you've got to stone your girlfriend. People that are friends of mine, I'm genuinely pleased for you. Do you deserve some happiness? And I'm going, have a look. Will you just have a look at this? So, anyway, I thought, right, maybe I can make it obvious it's a wind-up. So we brought her four-year-old son into the equation. Now, the second photograph the next day of me, her, and the son, what a big, big happy family unit, thinking everyone's going to go, oh, you dick. No. Oh, Paul, that's amazing. Oh, it's so good of you to take on this family. Oh, well, so lucky, and you're so lucky, and so great you found each other. So the third day, we had to do a picture of her kneeling down with her hands outspread, looking forlornly at me as I held my hands up and basically went, sorry, love, it's all over, and finished it. And you could see the difference because the first day it got, the first picture had got like 100 likes and 70 comments. And the second picture had got 85 likes and 50 comments. And the third picture had got like 25 likes and nobody wanted to talk about it. It was a valuable lesson learned. I hope I didn't lose any friends over it, is what I'm saying. Anyway, if you're listening, Jesse, you won't be. You'll be out somewhere being gorgeous. But if you're listening, it was really good fun and thanks very much. Right. Let's get on with two tracks in a row, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So stay tuned for something from Scandinavia. But first, something from Scandinavia.
Oh.
How about that? A band called Tripod, who are a rock band from Trondheim. So obviously I had to play them, seeing as I've been to Trondheim and I like rock bands. So gave it a listen, liked the stuff, came through via Music Submit. And I think you like it. I do. What I'd like to know is, what is Tripod's Facebook page?
facebook.com/tripodtrondheim.
Good idea. facebook.com/tripodofficial. And for all my friends who are listening right now in Trondheim, hi hi, hey hey, this is Safe Place.
Rope. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Baby Woodrose and a track called Information Overload, which is one of their first ever singles and is out on a retrospective compilation via Ban Afro Records, and hello to Lars. I can't remember what I was going to say about it other than that. Oh yeah, so and they're from Copenhagen. So we had Norway and Denmark in a row, and we had Sweden last week or the week before, so we've pretty much got it covered.
Excellent.
Anyway, I recommend that album. When Baby Woodrose, as they developed later on, they became a lot more trippy, a lot slower and a lot more psychedelic. But all of these early tracks really rock out, really, really good, like it a lot. What is Baby Woodrose's Bandcamp page?
Babywoodrose.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie being Internet 1. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12
Bar. See, I said that with hesitation in case it was somewhere else.
Nope. Still 12 Bar Club, still there. Still going, she's a good news. Do check it out if you can. There's something on most nights. I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday as per usual. Sunday it's an open mic night. Do go down there if you want to partake. But Thursday night, the 4th of December, Cusp and the Lemmingtons. Thursday night, anything could happen. How much do you think that is?
Oh, good lord. Fiver.
£6.
Oh.
Yeah. Friday night, Golden Legacy, Who Slapped John, King Korea, Red Sky Reunion, East Road and the Sirens. It's the Enterprise Studios night.
Which you still haven't done the research for, yeah?
I have, actually.
Have you? And?
It's a rehearsal room on Denmark Street. And it claims to be the home of Earache Records.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess...
Except the Earache is really... It is Earache, isn't it? Earache's real hardcore.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But I think it's just a rehearsal room. So, I think it's...
So, it might just be any five bands that have been rehearsing now.
Yeah, I think so.
We still don't have the right information, do we?
That's all we have. That's all Enterprise Studios is on the on the internet.
My apologies, Enterprise Studios, that we don't do a better job of your night.
I think it's just any bands come to the door. So, it's probably a bit heavier. Could be anything. How much do you think it is?
Right. As a kind of showcase night, do you think, perhaps?
Maybe.
Yeah.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is, yeah.
Got that one, yeah.
Saturday night, Knuckle Dust, 9 Bar, No Second Chance, Proven, and Idle Hands.
Oh, it's an acoustic night, is it?
Yeah, Ruction Records. Yeah. That's definitely a bit harder.
I think it will be, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can safely say it's going to rock.
Yeah.
£6.
It is six quid.
Yeah, I should have known. We've just given the devil his house back, and I've accused him of living 50 doors down the street. What's going on in this crazy place? Anyway,
that's it.
Well, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Been quite a bit of harmonising this week, Tony. There's going to be a little bit more at the end.
Excellent.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I was just feeling some vibrations then.
Were you?
Weird, yeah. I thought my laptop had started to vibrate, and I thought maybe I'd left a CD in the CD player, but I haven't. So it just... randomly vibrated. That can't be good.
No.
Anyway, we can make up for it right now. Okay. Because here's a track I promised you last week, and I'm so pleased about this. I'll tell you what, we'll talk about it afterwards, all right?
Okay.
Right now, just enjoy Fire Exit and Wheelchair Out of Control.
Racing, rubber burning. Get out of my way, wind in my face, and like a rain down without brakes. It's like a helicopter flying low. Big wheel keep on turning, climaters keep on burning. I'm in a wheelchair out of control. 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 Racing, rubber burning. I'm in a place, the wind's in my face. It's like a week of non-stop sex. My C-Sport on LSD, woo! Get out of my way, don't bother me. I'm in a wheelchair out of control. I'm in a wheelchair out of control. I'm in a wheelchair out of control. I'm in a wheelchair out of control.
wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 6 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 6 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 4 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 4 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 3 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 3 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in a wheelchair out of control. Watch your wall, watch your wall. Two-way.
Wankers Plums.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fire Exit from their album We're Just Punks, which came out a long time ago. But I did check their website, which I'll ask you in a second, and they have got a newer album that came out in 2012, which I now have to go and check out. I have to get in touch with them, let them know we played this as well, because they'll be pleased, I'm sure.
Thanks.
And hello to Fire Exit, who are a tremendous punk band and great fun live. Really, really good fun.
Cool.
And that was from The Vaults, a track we played, well, you said last week, one of our first ever shows, I think.
In the Disability Special. I think it's got to be in the first five shows. I'm sure
we're in
it
the
was.
First five, really?
I think so. I might have been show two or three. Might be three.
Crikey. And to think that even 9 years ago, we were so right on and politically aware as to do a Disability Special. I don't think it could have been that early, because I think at that point we were still only playing songs with swear words in.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think it might have been a little bit after that, but I'm not sure.
Have to find out.
Yeah. I think it might have been a bit after that.
Okay.
But hey, I'm not sure. I'm just not sure, Tony. Anyway, I'm pleased. Are you doing anything this week? Oh, sorry. What's Fire Exit's Bandcamp page?
Fireexit.bandcamp.com.
No, fireexitpunkrock.bandcamp.com. Will be internet 2, Tony 4. Is this a fight back? Who knows?
Maybe.
Could well be. Right then, are you doing anything this week?
Not really. Getting ready for the holiday. We have booked it.
Good.
So we'll be away from the 18th to the 28th in Germany. So all sorted.
All sorted.
Very booked. Hotel booked. All sorted. Just need to get there now. So
Excellent.
Lots of work and then we're up to it. What are you up to?
I've got a very busy weekend, my friend. Thursday night, I'm at the Orange Tree in Baldock with Robbie Bonham from Ireland and David Whitney, who's originally Scottish. That's right, it's an Englishman, Iceman, Scotsman special. You can find out more about that and the other two gigs via lastminutecomedy.com. On the Friday night, the whole shebang moves down to Woodside Hall in Hitchin, where we do the comedy show again. And on Saturday night, we are at Letchworth Arts Centre for the last piece of the trilogy, The Little Jigsaw, that should be easy to do. And it's all going to be great fun. I'm looking forward to seeing both of them. And Darren's going to be over on Thursday as well, who was featured last week. Darren will be over here again from Norway. So I'll find out how his training went and all that, and I'll tell you about it next week, right?
Excellent, yeah.
So that's it, that's what I'm doing this week. Now, song 7 out of 8 this week, Tony, and again, we'll talk about it after.
Okay.
We've heard it. For now, all the way from Georgia, this is Bittersweet Collapse and Overdrive.
Emotion before truth, and the them, I'll take them all away. Try to look nicer, you are different in this home. If I wasn't so angry, I'd treat you like
listening to Destroy the Evidence Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bittersweet Collapse with a track called Overdrive. They're all the way from Georgia. What is their Bandcamp page?
Bittersweetcollapse.bandcamp.com.
It is. Ah. It's only five, probably being, isn't it, too? It's a fine win for you this week.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'd never heard of them before until this afternoon. And we got an email through and I checked them out and went, do you know what? I want to play them straight away. Really, really like that. And we'll be playing more from them in future weeks.
Excellent.
Quite an alternative, sort of new wavy sort of sounding band. I'm not sure that the way they describe themselves is the way I would describe them, but I haven't come up with a proper description yet. But they did. It just sounded to me. They didn't sound that American. Actually, it sounded more of a sort of British new wavy thing. But anyway, really enjoyed it. Really liked it. And we'll find out more about them in future weeks. But for now, that's all I've really got.
Okay.
All right. Have you got a twat?
No.
Don't worry about it, because I've got something that we can do instead.
Okay.
Because, as I alluded to earlier in the show, there's been a little bit of vocal harmonising going on of late. We do our thing for Gig Guide, and now we've got the Facebook thing that... that Pauline B2's wife made.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to her very much. But I thought, I wondered how hard it was to make something like that. So this afternoon, in the spare half hour that I didn't really have, there were two songs that I wrote. Before I was a stand-up comic, when I was at university, I used to sit in my bedroom writing little ditties and rewriting songs and that.
Mm.
And I wrote a version of Diamonds on the Sole of Her Shoes by Paul Simon. Right. Called And Diamonds Got a Mole on Her Boobs. Now the thing is, right now it involved three newsreaders: Sue Lawley, Jan Leaving, and Ann Diamond. And none of them are newsreaders anymore, because it was obviously 25 years ago, my friend, 24 years ago. So anyway, I mucked about with it this afternoon, and I've done, really, it's my first ever go at this, so I've done it. But we'll talk about what people need to do to have a twat after we've heard it. But anyway, it's not, I can't pretend it's faultless. But anyway, just give it a play.
Sue Lawley,
Cool.
Right. So, what do you think?
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
How many tracks did you, is that then?
I can't remember. Right. I just kept multi-tracking until I couldn't do it anymore. yeah, so there's just all bits and bobs and that. And there's no effects. It was just, I just sang through each one underneath the other and then saved it all as one mono thing. So my apologies if you've just wondered what the hell happened. Anyway, Tony, mm-hmm. I might do the other one next week. Don't know yet. I might do the other one that I did this afternoon next week. But yeah, you don't have to vote on that. I wouldn't go and try and find the guy's website. There's not a lot to download in that style. And if that is your sort of thing and you really liked it, you need to stop listening to this show immediately.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, Tony, how do people send you their twats?
They just email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's fairly simple. Everyone seems to know a twat. I don't know why people email me. Maybe they're just polite. Don't be so polite.
It might be because everyone's in the Christmas spirit.
Well,
but after Black Friday,
exactly.
There must have been some twattage there.
It looked like there was some serious twattage out there.
Yeah, I was very glad not to be aware of it at all.
I was surprised we had it.
Yeah, so anyway, do email tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat.
It's that simple.
And hopefully it'll be back on the features next week. Right, last song this week, Ashley Reeks. We played one track, I think, by Ashley Reeks before. Ashley Reeks is a multi-art performer in that he deals in different media. Very talented artist. A lot of his art, I think, is reminiscent of the art that Nick Fiend from Alien Sex Fiend does. And the music, he's put out this album. It's a fantastic punk rock album. I don't know how long he's had these songs inside him, but he's come out with it. It's great. What do I know is, Tony, what is Ashley Reeks' website?
AshleyReeks.com.
It is. AshleyReeks. AshleyReeks.com. Tony 6, Paulie B. The Internet 2.
Wow.
It's been a thrashing. Anyway, it's got so bad, I wish that I was dead. Right now, I haven't got a friend to speak up. that's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed Punky Radio. We will be back with another show next week. But before we finish off this evening, Tony, why don't you tell people about the internet stations that carry the show?
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
And thank you very much to those stations carrying the show. We really, really appreciate it, as we appreciate all of you that listen. But we're not getting many contributors at present, so please do send us some stuff in. Otherwise, it's just me and Tony talking, and nobody wants that.
No.
Not really. Anyway, that's about that. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo! A-poo!